You're very welcome to a special episode of the Mayo Football Podcast special, because we're talking about a very unique and special Gaelic football match that's being played this coming Saturday afternoon in Claremorris. It's being played under the Together for Jer banner or umbrella, and it's an exhibition football game between some of the past masters, the local legends from Claremorris GAA Club, and a who's who of footballers and living legends who have worn the green and red of Mayo over many, many years. We'll hear a little bit more about who exactly will be pulling on togs and socks and jerseys very, very shortly, because I'm joined by two men who have played big roles in organising this exhibition football match. We have the other Jer Brady, as we're going to call him tonight, from Ballina Stephenites, and Pádraic Ring from Claremorris, whose name will ring a lot of bells with people who know their club football. And Pádraic as well is a very good friend and a teammate for years and years and years with the man we're going to call the real Jer Brady tonight, Jer Brady from Claremorris. And I'm sure Jer's story at this stage needs very little introduction, unfortunately. Jer is 44 years of age, and last August he was diagnosed with motor neuron disease. And since then, people from all around Claremorris and South Mayo and right across the county and beyond have rallied around and pulled together to support Jer and his wife Karen and their baby Dylan and all of the Brady family as they go through this this challenging time for all of them. And way, way back at the beginning, when Jer's news began to filter out around Claremorris initially, I know talk of an exhibition football match, Pádraic Ring, very quickly came into the conversation, because Jer is many things, but he would be known to an awful lot of us first and foremost as a terrific Gaelic footballer with Claremorris Boys National School, St. Coleman's, Claremorris, and of course Mayo as well. So Pádraic, tell us a little bit about where the idea for the football match came from, and then maybe we'll tease out a few more of the details and talk about who's going to tog out.
Yeah, I suppose, you know, we sat down in the early part of January of this year with members of the Brady and Bell family, and obviously the GAA club here in town wanted to do something for Jer. So we sat down and we threw a few ideas out over the table about what we'd do to get the fundraising going. And I suppose the obvious thing was to have a match. Jer Brady is known throughout the county as a footballer, and the obvious thing to do would be to have a match. Now, I suppose before that, we kind of wanted to do something else as well, and we came up with the idea of climbing the reek. So the reek was done in April, and the idea then was to push the game out into the summer, when there'd be a lot of lads around, a lot of lads home, and that we could get as many as possible up to the pitch in the middle of June on a dry day, hopefully, and just have a game, get as many of your ex-teammates from Mayo and from NUIG in Galway and from Claremorris and his friends, and get them all together and just really show him what he means to us.
Yeah, Pádraic, I know you and a very hard-working committee in Claremorris have put a lot of work into making this match on Saturday possible. It throws in at 3 o'clock, and just in case I forget to mention that later, I'll say it now, but I'm sure we'll mention it a few times. But Jer Brady Ballina, I know you were very involved in organising the reunion of the 1996 and 1997 Mayo minor teams at Christmas. And it was around about that time, I do believe, that the idea of this exhibition match was floated to you. And in fairness, as you did so many times during your career, when you got the ball, you ran with it. So tell us a little bit about maybe the response you got when you started putting out the feelers to some of the real Jer Brady's old teammates.
Yeah, I suppose my job was to try and put together a former players team that really would have consisted of guys Jerry would have played with in his Mayo days at my level, and also with his time with the Mayo senior squad back in and around 1999. And also, I suppose we didn't limit it to that. We've asked a couple of former footballers who maybe didn't maybe tog out with Jerry from a Mayo point of view. We've asked them to get involved as well. So yeah, started making a couple of phone calls over the last couple of weeks. the response has been fantastic, in fairness. Nobody I've contacted said no. The only, I suppose, roadblocks in our way was if people were away on holidays and that sort of stuff. And, you know, June, this time of year, you know, people are on holidays and stuff like that, or work commitments. So we've got a super response from, yeah, people all over County Mayo who have played for Mayo in the past at minor level and at senior level, and guys who are living in different parts of the country. Yeah, they've all put their hands up and said, yeah, we'll be there. And we're there to, I suppose, just as Pádraig said there, we're there to support Jar, there to support Karen, his wife, and their little baby Dylan, and have a bit of fun as well. That's a big part of what we're doing on Saturday. We're there to, I suppose, tog out, on the boots again. Some of us haven't put on boots in a long, long time, and I think one of the common themes that started coming through when I was starting making phone calls and sending text messages to lads was, yeah, absolutely, I'm there, but I haven't played football in 10 years and my hamstring is gone. I've an artificial knee, or my hip is welded to my back and I can't play football. And all I said to them is, just bring your boots. We'd figure out who we need to tog and, you know, who we need to bring on at the latter stages of the game. So, yeah, there could be a couple of guys there, maybe not as mobile as they were maybe in people's memories from yesterday, but they're coming. And, yeah, hopefully we'll have a bit of crack and we'll have a good laugh on Saturday at 3 o'clock.
Jerry, I'd say it's a roundabout now that people listening are thinking, I wonder who's togging. I wonder what kind of legends from around Claremorris and from back in the day with Mayo that the lads have managed to tempt out of retirement. So I'll let you do your best Don King impression now, right? If you wanted to sell this game to people, and if I could get you to drop a few names, a few big names, who are the biggest names you've got on your list there in front of you at the moment that are committed to coming on Saturday?
There's a difference between big names and big egos. I suppose from a managerial point of view, John Mahan, James Horner are both going to be there. Noel Kennelly, all former Mayo managers. Currently, Leitrim manager Andy Moore. Andy is, unfortunately, they're not out this weekend. Andy, I got in touch with Andy there the other day. He was like, absolutely count me in. I'm there. I suppose from Mayo's most recent past, Keith Higgins. Keith is going to talk about Mickey Conroy, obviously neighbouring clubs, Ballandine, Davids of Irishtown. Mickey is going to talk out. And then you have the Morts, Trevor and Connor are going to play for the Mayo selection. I rang Kenneth as well and asked him, you know, obviously would he talk out with us? And he firmly nailed his colours to the mast. He's now firmly embedded in Claremorris GA club. So he's talking out with the Claremorris lads. And then you go on to Deputy Dylan, Alan Dylan is talking out. David Brady, my own brother, is going to be there. John Madden, the great John Madden, the goalkeeper from 96. John is putting on the boots, gloves again, and he's going to try and keep a clean sheet if he can. And believe it or not, the age profile isn't great on our side because, you know, a lot of these guys have retired a long, long time ago, no more than myself. So one of the things, I spoke with Trevor Mortimer about how are we going to keep everybody healthy on the day and avoid, you know, big insurance claims and keeping just, you know, the wolf from the door, as the man says. But so we decided we had to get Kevin O'Neill involved. Number one, Kevin, former Mayo captain and a fantastic footballer and all-star. But most importantly, in relation to this game on Saturday, when Kevin was playing with Mayo in my time, Kevin had arrived at training sessions and matches with a bag. The bag consisted of gels and ointments and potions. And there was smells that came out of that bag that I've never smelled before or since or after. But Kevin was rubbing stuff on his muscles back in the day that, you know, definitely some of them were illegal in the sense that you'd burn grass off a pitch if they got near it. So Kevin's coming as well. And we have a couple more, but Michael Miles, Mayo ladies manager, former Mayo footballer, Milesy is coming. Again, you know, I put out the phone call to a lot of chat and the hand was straight up. Yeah, absolutely. Anything we can do. And I suppose all we're really asking is for guys to come, put on a pair of boots and we'll have a bit of fun.
Look, it's a terrific idea. And I'm not one bit surprised to hear you got such a a great response. Quite a few big hitters there, Ger, in the list you read out. But I have to be honest, and I'm biased here, John Mahon, if the game was on at 3 o'clock in the morning, I'd go to see John Mahon tog out one more time, because he's a particular favourite of mine, and he's such a legend. And I suppose the obvious question to ask is he going to be wearing the shorts from 96, 97? That's the question everyone wants answered.
We can absolutely confirm John is coming. The good weather in the last couple of weeks has meant John has got a lot of quality time under the sun. And he's in good shape. The tan is up. It's looking good. He's hoping for another 24 hours of bright sunshine just to get it topped up. And those dark navy O'Neill or Elvery shorts from back in 96, he's going to get them out of the wardrobe, and he's going to be on the sideline. Now, he's not able to play, but we want him on the sideline in the shorts, directing operations. Now, there's going to be a couple of chaps vying for the managerial bib. Like James is there, James Horn is going to be there, and Andy is going to be there, and John will be there, and Michael Moyles. There's a couple of other lads who fancy as managers. Conor Moore is managing a club up the country. He's going to play. So yeah, look at it. It's great. They're all coming, and delighted to have them on board.
Horik, after listening to the job Ger has done there as a hype man for the Mayo selection, I don't envy your task in the Clamaris corner, but I know from talking to you earlier on today, you also got a terrific response from Ger's teammates in Clamaris, and a lot of people wouldn't want to be anywhere else on Saturday but in the middle of the local pitch, isn't that right?
Yeah, that's right, Mike, and listen to the names there that Ger has rhymed off, I hope our lads didn't go too heavy on the beer over the bank holiday weekend, because there's some big names in there now. But I suppose on my side, look, I don't have as many big names as what Ger would have, but we've a few lads with intra-county experience, I suppose, from underage and stuff. We'll say the likes of Carl Boyle, Greg Mulkerns, Gary Mullins. We have an All-Ireland winner in Johnny Cummins and Kevin Byrne at minor level in 85. They're going togging, and we have Martin McNamara as well from Galway, and Cara Finn, who would have been our manager in Claremorris in 2012 and 2013. So he'd have a good connection there with Ger and with a lot of the lads. So he's coming down and throwing on the boots as well. We've Alan Roach as well, a man that maybe could have been in Ger's camp, but he got on the blower straight away to say, look, he wants to tag with us. So I don't know, he might have to do a half on each team or something, but yeah, he'll be there as well. And just a load of ex-teammates from Ger's club days, even from Coleman's days, lads that from Ballandine and from Gary Moore and Hollymount, one or two from Ahamore. And the age range is probably from 37 to 57, but everyone just wants to be part of the day. I think it is, the last time I checked, we had 54 lads togging on our side. It's a lot of lads to try and keep happy on the day, but, lads just want to get on the pitch, even if it's for 5 minutes, for 10 minutes. It just goes to show what people in the local community think of Ger Brady. He's held in high esteem around the place, and, it goes to show by the amount of people that are going to throw on the boots on Saturday.
I was trying to figure out there at one stage, just when you were chatting, Porrick, if a bookmaker was chalking up the odds for this game after listening to Ger there ream out the list of guys who are togging from Mayo, what sort of odds they might come up with. And then I hear you coming with the fact that Alan Roach is going to be in a Clamaris jersey. That straight away, I think, would give the guys calculating the odds a lot to think about, because from what I can remember of Alan Roach playing football, he could take out two or three handy forwards, no problem.
There's two issues there, Mike. There's two issues I want to raise there. There's the issue of Alan Roach, Todd Clamaris. He's a former Mayo footballer, and I can't believe he's been poached. And secondly, does Roachy know that this is an exhibition game and it's not actually that competitive? Because Roachy is going to clobber somebody, I'd imagine, after the first 5 minutes.
Well, the one thing I will say is, it was Alan Roach that put the call in to me. It wasn't the other way around. So yeah. I can't be accused of poaching now, So We'll just have to sit him down before the game and maybe just tell him he has to go easy on a few lads, you know. But it's great to have him, I can tell you.
Yeah, I hear some of these guys in their 20s that refer to challenge matches, GAA challenge matches, as friendlies. And I think, I don't think Alan Roach has ever done a friendly game in his life. When you tog out and you're a Davids man, it's serious business. But Pádraig, we'll come back and talk about the day and maybe what's been lined up in a few minutes. But I just wanted to ask you for a few minutes to maybe take a stroll down memory lane with me and maybe remind people about Ger Brady, the footballer, because as I said, I first came across him in his school days and in his under 12 days. And before very long, he really was the talk of the place, that this kid from Claremorris was something special. You were lucky enough, obviously, to play with him all the way up along, and you saw that talent at first hand. Just maybe remind people, I suppose, of just how good he was and, you know, what he achieved playing football as well, because I know he'll be listening and I know he'll be hanging on your every word here now to make sure you don't leave out some man of the match performance in the South Under 14 final, or someday he put on an exhibition in a Mayo jersey. So I'll give you the floor for a few minutes.
Yeah, there's a lot of pressure there, Mike, because he won a hell of a lot on the way up anyway. I think you could say all the way up, under 12, under 14, under 16, a couple of minors. He was captain of nearly all them teams, we'll say, in his last year, all the way up. There was county finals that he ran the show and won the game for us, you know. I suppose going on to senior level, you know, maybe we weren't as successful as, you know, we probably should have been for the underage teams that we brought through, but like, he was always the main man for us all the way through. Like, as soon as he broke into the Mayo senior team as a 19-year-old, you know, he would have played with Claremorris probably at 17, and right the way up until probably 34, 35, he was the main man. And like, I have no doubt whatsoever, and Ger will probably back me up on this, that every club team that would have faced Claremorris, they would have said, look, we need to stop Ger Brady. He's the man we need to quench, and we'll stop Claremorris. And, you know, it was very hard, I think, for a lot of teams. And I suppose the one year that really stands out for me would be 2008. The year we got to a county senior semi-final, we were beaten by Charlestown in the semi-final. But along the way, we had a couple of great victories.
Ger, you were lucky enough to play with Ger Claremorris in the green and red of Mayo. And I suppose that summer when you went to an All-Ireland semi-final at Croke Park, played against Kerry, and Ger went and kicked a point off a man that went on to become one of the all-time great half-backs, Tomás O'Shea from Kerry. What do you remember maybe about that summer, and in particular Ger's contribution to it? Because it's not everybody who gets to play in Croke Park, not everybody gets to kick a score off Tomás O'Shea. And I know from the night we had the reunion in Claremorris, he was a real superstar that year in particular.
Yeah, I suppose we had two summers. We were lucky enough, a group of us were lucky enough to have two summers on the road with the male minors back in 96 and 1997. And we had a crossover actually from both years, and Jerry was I suppose hugely important to both of those teams. And unfortunately, we lost two All Ireland semi-finals. The first one, as you said there, we lost to Kerry. Jerry was marking Tomás O'Shea, and the following year in 1997, we lost to one of the greatest minor teams of all time, that great Laois minor team that went on to win three All Irelands on the trot. And I suppose, you know, when I look back on those years, and like, we had some great footballers, like we'd Enda Lavelle, you know, Enda is a great character, but he was a great footballer as well. And himself and Jerry formed a midfield partnership that, to be honest, was second to none in Ireland at that time. And I mean, what you had with the two of them, two unbelievable fielders of the ball. And I don't think Enda is going to be upset with me saying this, but the one thing Enda didn't really have was Jerry's pace and power. Like, I myself and Gerard Brady refer to each other as Birdie, and that comes from years ago when I just said, this guy can fly. He gets so high off the ground, back before SNC coaches were, I suppose, looking at young lads, trying to get them to be as explosive as they could be. Gerard Brady had it back in those days, and he just used to get, his hang time was phenomenal, and his power up the pitch was, I mean, second to none. And we knew that under JP Kane's minor teams back then, we knew that if we had Gerard Brady playing well, we were going to be a match for any side, and we were. And unfortunately, we got to two semi-finals and came up against the eventual winners of the bloody thing in both years. I'm unlucky not to win those both games, both of those games, should I say. Yeah, Gerry was hugely important for us, and I mean, his pace and power. If anybody has the time to have a look at a YouTube clip of our game against Leash in 1997, he grabs the ball in the middle of the pitch and he just takes off on a solo run, and just his pace, just raw power. He puts the ball over the bar. It nearly ended up in the back of the net, but it would have been one of the greatest goals scored in Croke Park. But it just shows the power of the chap. And we're damn lucky to have him. And you know, well, we told him that as well at Crystal Time, how good he was and how great he was as a footballer, and I think he enjoyed it.
I'm sure he's listening now again, and he's thinking, Joe Brady told me that war story a few months ago, and it's his go-to war story. But Porrick, we lost you there for a second, but you were just about to tell us about that 2008 senior semi-final against Charlestown.
Yeah, I suppose the 2008 season was the one season that really stood out for me. With Joe, as I said, we got beaten in the semi-final, but along the way we had a couple of great victories. And we played, I suppose, Castlebar in town was one that stands out to me. In the second group game, we won the first game down in Burrish Rule. We went to play Castlebar, who would be red hot favourites. The week beforehand, Mickey Mullins got a straight red card, was suspended for the Castlebar game. So I suppose it put extra weight on Jura's shoulders to stand up and deliver. And, you know, he went out that day and gave an exhibition of point kicking. 9 points he got on the day. He had four different markers. I remember he always says it. There was four lads that tried to stop me. Good players, Tom Kniff, Alan Feeney, you know, right good defenders, and they weren't able for him. And then again in the quarter final against Knockmore down in McHale Park, again he kicked 1-8 out of 1-13 to get us to that semi final. You know, and he was probably the form forward in the county that year. I think you remember it well, Mike. At the end of the season, you presented him with a Club Star Award. He got the number 15 jersey, and rightly so. But he was just electric, and like I could name 100 games, like O'Mara Cup finals and league games and things like that. But like championship is really where it's at, and he just seemed to. He seemed to rise to the big occasion all the time for us. Like we'd have been lost without him in the club. And there's no doubt, like a lot of us piggybacked off Joe Brady for years, because it was him that got us over the line more often than not, you know?
Yeah, I think you've put that really, really well, Porrick. And look, just before we finish up, Jer, if you could take yourself back to CJ's ranch there over the Christmas, the night of the 96-97 minor team reunion. I was lucky enough to be there, and it was a terrific night, and I know Jer really enjoyed it as well, and so many great stories told, and a lovely stroll down memory lane. But your old captain Paul Navin was one of the speakers that night, and everybody spoke really well. Enda Lavelle obviously stole the show and brought the house down. It was like Cross Malina's answer to the Unbelievables. But Paul Navin spoke that night about Jer as a teammate and a friend and a fellow Clamaris man. And I think he really struck a chord with a lot of people about the need for teammates and friends to back each other up when times are tough and when the chips are down. And I suppose that's really the call to people again this weekend as well, that this match is being organised to really show Jer Brady what people think and how they're feeling. And I know from talking to yourself and Porrick, you'd be really keen for people who are around the county and around the area on Saturday to come along to Claremorris. It's free entry. it's a chance to see guys, as you said, who haven't talked for quite a while, try and roll back the years. But most importantly, it's a chance, I suppose, for people to show Joe Brady that they're thinking of him.
Yeah, absolutely. And look at, you know, you get involved in teams and you develop a bond with people. You know, you play with minor teams, you know, from 1996, 97, and then it's all over. And, you know, those bonds, you know, they naturally kind of, I suppose, ebb away into the twilight a little bit. But then when somebody, I suppose, needs a bit of support and a bit of help, that's where, I suppose, you know, a group that did come together, our group did, we forged a great relationship under JP. And once we heard of Jerry's misfortune diagnosis, we just said, look, let's come together, let's meet up, let's put our arm around him and show him as much support as we can. We did that at Christmas and we're doing it again on Saturday. And as you said, Mike, what it is an opportunity for both us as his former teammates from a Mayo perspective, to come and, you know, show him our support, show Karen and baby Dylan our support. Also an opportunity for Mayo supporters from who would have followed those Mayo teams back in the day to come along and yeah, have a look at some of the stars of the past, but also, you know, give a star of one of Clamaris's brightest stars their support as well, because you know, he's in the middle of a battle and we're there to support him, and we're hoping that as many people as possible can come out on Saturday and show Jerry his you know, their support, but as well, as I said earlier on, just, you know, put a smile on his face and we're going to have a bit of fun as well, and you know, have a bit of fun on Saturday with the football and afterwards catch up with everybody, and yeah, we're looking forward to it.
All right, Kyle, I'll leave the last word to you. Again, I know the people at Clamaris since the Together for Jer campaign was launched and since that became a catchphrase around the area, like, the people at Clamaris haven't been found wanting. And am I right in saying there's more or less an open invitation to everyone to join Ian Gilligan's on Saturday night? Would that be fair enough to say?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Mike. Yeah. You know, the game is thrown in at 3 o'clock, as we said. I think the weather is promised dry. You know, it's a family day. There'll be an ice cream van there for the kids. Bring the kids along. You know, and just let's give it a final push, you know, for this weekend, and, you know, back to Gilligan's afterwards. And, you know, Gerald be delighted to see everyone coming, and, you know, it'll be great for lads to get to meet up with him. So yeah, look, let's just give it one big push for this weekend and come out in numbers and support Gerald, because, you know, he means the world to everyone around the place, and, you know, we need to show him that on Saturday.
Lads, it's been a real pleasure talking to you tonight, and delighted that the Mayo Football Podcast could help out and help to publicise the exhibition match on Saturday. That's Padraig Green from Clamaris and Joe Brady from Ballina Stephenites, two guys who are far too modest to admit that they've been two of the big driving forces behind getting this game up and off the ground and going ahead this coming weekend. And I know we've been saying it over and over for a while, but really, if you're a football fan, or you're a Joe Brady fan in particular, or you just want to come along and show your support, 3 o'clock this coming Saturday at the Clamaris GA Club pitch, because the message, as it's been for the last few months now, is Together for Jerk.